Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, March 18th. The City of San Diego is launching a program to fast-track housing permits. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Mayor Todd Gloria will face San Diego Police Officer Larry Turner in the November runoff for the City of San Diego's mayor seat. Gloria received half the primary votes and Turner nearly a quarter. The three remaining candidates, including attorney Genevieve Jones-Wright, did not receive enough votes to move forward. More people moved out of than into the county last year. Almost 31,000 more, according to new census data. Aside from the early pandemic, that's the largest exit in nearly three decades. The county's population declined as a result, despite births and international immigration. The nonprofit United Way of San Diego points to cost of living as the main reason why.
36% of our residents are unable to make enough money to even barely survive here. So it's no wonder that people are looking for some other places to live where they can do more, afford more, provide for their families in ways that are not so stressful.
The county might be facing an unexpected $28 million bill. They spent it housing homeless people during the pandemic, expecting the federal government to pay them back. But FEMA announced it's limiting reimbursements. That could challenge the county budget already strained by flood relief efforts. Officials are urging FEMA to reconsider. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
A new program aims to speed up housing construction in San Diego. It requires proposed housing projects under the Complete Communities Program to be reviewed within 30 days. That program prioritizes building housing near public transit. Drew Orenstein is the CEO of the real estate developer Impact Housing. He praised the new program.
With Complete Communities Now, we expect to have more projects coming to San Diego to be able to deliver those units even faster than we've delivered them now and provide deeper affordability for the San Diegans that really do need this housing to have a good quality of life here.
Last year, the city issued permits for nearly 10,000 new homes. That's an increase of roughly 82% over the prior year and the highest total since at least 2005. But according to the state, the city needs roughly 13,500 new homes built each year to meet demand. Veterans Affairs announced last week it wants to find housing for more than 40,000 veterans nationwide by the end of this fiscal year, including almost 900 in San Diego. Military and Veterans reporter Andrew Dyer has more on how it plans to do it.
The VA has community partnerships and purpose-built programs like the Aspire Center in Old Town to address veteran homelessness. One of its key tools is the HUD-VASH program, which connects veterans with housing vouchers and rental units. Jonathan Flood manages the program at the San Diego VA. He says the tight housing market presents a particular challenge for local, formerly homeless veterans.
That right now is really our greatest need because we know once we have the housing, we can lease up a veteran in that unit.
The VA says it's found housing for more than 300 San Diego veterans since October and is on track to meet or almost meet its goal this year. More than 21,000 homeless veterans found housing through the HUD-VASH program nationwide last year. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
San Diego gas and electric bills will be a bit higher in March. Environment reporter Eric Anderson says the utility is raising rates a month after reporting profits.
San Diego Gas and Electric delivery charges are going up nearly 9% this month. SDG&E's Anthony Wagner says that's about $8 for the average customer. This comes after the utility unexpectedly cut rates in January, but the March increase clawed back most of the savings. The Utility Reform Network's Mark Tony says it's too much.
A lot of people are questioning, why is it that SDG&E needs more money? Their shareholders seem to be doing just fine. It's the customers that are hurting. It's the customers that are feeling the pain.
The move comes after the investor-owned utility recently posted record profits of $936 million. Eric Anderson, KPBS News.
Coming up, hundreds of elementary school students assist the pros to bring a symphony to Rady Shell next month. We'll have that story and more just after the break.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
The San Diego Wave has been sold for $113 million. A record team value for the National Women's Soccer League. Reporter Thomas Fudge tells us what this means for women's sports.
The Wave begin their 2024 season following a very successful one last year when they were the highest scoring team in the NWSL. The price paid for the Wave by the Levine-Lykman family was close to two times the $63 million paid for the Portland Thorns about 2 months ago. KPBS business commentator and co-founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Miro Kopic, says this indicates the rising value of women's sports franchises. He says business analyst Deloitte estimates women's sports revenues this year will exceed $1.2 billion.
That's 300% higher than they projected in 2021. So just in a couple of years, the value of women's sports franchises has exploded.
The Wave played Gotham FC Friday in the Challenge Cup. They play their first regular season game against the Kansas City Current in Snapdragon Stadium on Saturday. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
There is a special San Diego Symphony concert coming to Rady Shell next month. It will include two performances by professional musicians with some help from hundreds of elementary school students. Education reporter MG Perez has more on the interactive music program providing lessons in sound and silence.
This is music to the ears of students at Sandberg Elementary in Mira Mesa. For the past several weeks, third, fourth, and fifth graders have been learning music vocabulary and getting an education in how orchestras and instruments work together. The bassoon complements the flute. This collaboration is created by musicians from the San Diego Symphony's Woodwind Quintet. Max Offercook is the clarinetist, who admits he stumbled into playing this particular instrument.
I thought it looked cool, and I was able to get a sound out of it right away, which is not the case for most of the other instruments.
215 students from Sandberg Elementary enjoyed the quintet's concert at their school. It's a bonus to the curriculum they've been learning with sound and silence, the symphony's Stephen Saltz.
Sound and silence are these two characters who meet in their universe. Sound is really energetic. He can sing high pitches. He can play low pitches. Silence's character is kind of shocked by all this new knowledge.
Pitched percussion instruments are organized by steps and half steps, just like...
Together, sound and silence join professional musicians to teach students about music concepts like pitch, melody, and tempo.
I learned that the tempo can be fast, like really fast.
9-year-old Dexter Dang is a fourth grade student who's already played some piano, but it's the cello he's working with now. The sound and silence lessons have inspired him to keep on learning.
I kind of want to try out other instruments and then maybe go back to the cello or stay with whatever I like.
His classmate, Aziza Denaveris, is more certain about her future in music. She's tried the flute, but her creative heart is elsewhere.
The song I'm currently learning is Whole Lotta Love, Led Zeppelin.
My big passion is guitar, and I really love it, so I want to be a guitarist.
There is 9 weeks of curriculum, culminating with a special concert at the Rady Shell on April 19th, where students will join the San Diego Symphony using their new knowledge and their bodies as percussion instruments. Stephen Saltz says it's the ultimate in interactive learning.
That's this whole pattern that they've learned of claps, snaps, and a drum roll on the lap. And it occurs in a very rhythmic piece that the symphony will be opening the concert with.
Sound and silence working with professionals to make sure students can hear the music and the message. Riza Eusebio is one of the Sandberg teachers.
Well, it's important for them to know in the creative arts that it's a profession, and it's definitely something to consider.
Max Offercook will continue to share his talent and experience.
It's these little opportunities like this that might not seem like they mean much, but they do plant a seed in the kids' heads.
And Stephen Saltz with the grand finish.
Regardless of if they already play an instrument at their school, or if their school even has a music program at all, or if this is just something that's brand new to them, for instance, they've maybe never heard even a recording of a symphony orchestra before.
They have now. MG Perez, KPBS News.
San Diego Theater Month is offering theater, comedy, and dance shows at discount prices. The annual tradition was started by the San Diego Performing Arts League. Board President Jay Hensley says they hope it will draw audiences back in.
We don't want the price of theater to be a hindrance for people to experience, you know, that magic of live performance. And so, you know, Theater Week was born as a way to highlight what we have here, but also create more accessibility for the performing arts.
For the discount code and more information, visit SanDiegoTheaterMonth.com. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2024 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and up to a 262-mile range with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.